Let's bring him in, Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The weekend of the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yep.
Red Sox and Yankees, 4th of July weekend, even though the 4th of July is until Wednesday.
Well, tonight the Red Sox will win because Chocolate Chip's pitching for the Yankees. It's going to be hot. He'll probably lost 20 pounds of water weight after the first inning. Tomorrow's game, that's a toss-up. That's a game where neither pitcher wants to win. For the Yankees, you're going to have Sonny Gray pitching against Chris Sale. Everybody thinks Sale is going to be a dominant pitcher there. I don't see it. That's going to be a toss-up. And then Sunday night is Severino against the Yankee crusher, so Price. So the Yankees will win on Sunday. So tonight, Boston will win. Sunday, the Yankees will win, and tomorrow will be the deciding game of the rubber match. There you go, folks.
I think it's baseball, and especially these two teams are just too unpredictable. So I'm going to stay out of it and say, let the winners win and let the losers lose, and it's going to be a great weekend series. And it's in Boston, right?
Let me see.
I thought it was in Boston.
No, it's in Cranky Stadium.
I've seen Cranky Stadium. It's, you know, it's too bad they didn't have like a four-game set split two and two. Two in Yankee Stadium, two in Fenway, because...
That's ridiculous. On a weekend?
No, through in between now and the 4th of July.
But you can't have a two-game series over a weekend.
Well, you'll take a day off for each team, man. I don't know.
On a weekend?
Yeah. I mean, just
you're out of your mind.
I can't argue that.
That's on a weekend, you're going to take a day off?
No, that's one of the first things you've ever said that I can't argue with at all. I am out of my mind.
No way. You got to play it this way.
Well, I just think this weekend is a great weekend for baseball. If the weather holds, you know, it's right before the 4th of July.
Oh, the weather's going to hold. It's going to see if these pitchers that don't run are going to hold.
Yeah. Anyways, it's fun to see something. It's fun to see that the series means something again.
So you're going to watch the game tonight?
I won't watch it all because, you know, I can't stay up.
Okay, well, do me a favor.
What?
Whenever you see Sabathia bend over, watch the peak of his hat. It's going to look like the Colorado River running off of it.
Mike, you're talking to a guy who's built like Sabathia.
But he's a professional athlete,
supposedly. I understand.
That's what I want you to look at. It's going to look like the Colorado River is going to be running off the brim of that hat. I've never seen anything like it before when he pitched on a lukewarm day. Imagine what it's going to be tonight when game time temperature is supposed to be around 90.
All right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
College World Series is over.
Oregon State.
One out away, a foul ball missed, and they never recovered from it. Arkansas never came back from that. Last night it looked like a silence of the lambs with their bats. You're going to get a lot of people saying how Oregon State's pitching stepped up. I think it's just the contrary. I think that Arkansas just never woke up, and they went down yesterday 5-0. The game was over early, and it's unbelievable how one misplay just flopped this World Series. Been watching it for over 30 years. I've never seen one play like that with one out away from winning. Just the team just totally going to tank the other way.
What about Chicago years ago after the fan caught that
ball?
We're
talking college baseball.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it still doesn't go up against the greatest flop of all time, which was?
The Yankees, the Crankies.
Very much.
There you go. See, I'm all set for that. I know that.
Well, you can't deny that.
No. That's as a matter of fact, New York owns two of the biggest fiascos ever in sports, the fumble and that.
Not a fumble can't compare to that.
It's close.
That's another one out away from winning a series and then losing four straight. That can never be surpassed. That can only be equaled.
Well, I tell you what, the fumble is very close to it.
Fumble's one play. What, the Pisarcik fumble?
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, but that was a meaningless game with two meaningless teams. This was the American League Championship Series, one out away with the best relief pitcher of all time and lost four straight. That could never be surpassed, Marshall.
All right. I'm glad as a Giant fan it can't be surpassed.
The only way that could be surpassed is if the Rangers were in the Stanley Cup Final, had a one-goal lead with 10 seconds left, lost it, lost in overtime, then lost the next three games. That's the only way that could be surpassed. And if anybody can do it, the Rangers can.
All right. So now where do you want to go in sports?
Last night's game with the Red Sox. They beat the Angels 4-2. The relief pitching for the Red Sox came through last night. They still gave the Angels a chance. Top of the ninth inning, down two, they put a guy on and had who you would want at the plate with Mike Trout, but he struck out. Kimbrel just blew three by him, and that was the end of that. So a big win last night for the Red Sox to beat the Angels, who they're kind of slumping right now. They're 41-41, and that's the halfway mark for them, folks. Half the season's over, and that could have been a game where they overlooked the opponent with the Yankee series coming up, but they didn't, much to their credit, and they took care of business last night against the Angels, beating them 4-2. So the Red Sox coming in a high note. The Yankees coming in off some so-so wins and losses against the Phillies, and we'll see how it goes this weekend. Speaking of the Phillies, they beat Washington yesterday 4-3. Man, when is the axe going to fall in Washington? When are the Nationals going to change up their management here? They lost three in a row and have only won three out of their last 10. This was a team that was supposed to waltz through the National League East like the Yankees are supposed to waltz through the National League East. The Yankees are living up to their end of the bargain, but the Nationals, they're playing awful baseball. Awful baseball. Under 500 at home. They need a change, and they need it quick.
All right. Any racing coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we got racing. Monmouth has, they're advertising their big steak weekend.
Yeah.
The only big steaks there might be served on a plate.
I was going to say, do they have Trump steaks there?
My God, I was looking at these steaks races last night, trying to put one on the air, and they're nothing but glorified allowance races. What a bad card tomorrow, Monmouth, but it's going to be built up to be one of the best. We're going to stop at Belmont tomorrow. The fourth race is the Perfect Sting, a $100,000 ungraded race, which is much better than the graded races down at Monmouth. Draw seven horses here. It looks like a two-horse battle. The two La Sardaigne, trained by Neil Drysdale, ridden by Flavian Pratt, comes to New York. It's going to get my top pick here, 2-for-2 in his last two. It's going to get a nice setup here, going the mile, one-turn distance, and I think La Sardaigne gets it done. The horse next door, the three-horse Lido, is going to get a good trip in itself as well. And I just think that Lars Sedane is a better horse than Lido, and I think that's the reason why he wins. So a 3-2-2-3 exact the box in the fourth at Belmont with the two to win. The eighth race is the Mother Goose, grade two, mile and a 16th for three-year-old fillies. The two horse is going to get highly overbetting here. Midnight Bisou, trained by Steve Asmussen, ran third in the Kentucky Oaks after a harbor trip ride by Mike Smith. I don't think this horse is as good as everybody's saying it is. Two horses I'm going to look at. One is the six horse, Road to Victory, trained by Mark Case. One time on a two-turn Goldenrod grade two at Churchill Downs. Came out a winner at 7-1, working bullets at both Woodbine and Belmont. This horse is in top shape. But my top pick here is going to be the seven, my Miss Lily. Who ran a troubled, very troubled trip, 11th in the Kentucky Oaks after running three very good races prior to that. Joe Bravo rode this horse in the Kentucky Oaks. He got the golden boot, and Flavian Pratt is riding the horse tomorrow. That's like taking a blind man off and putting somebody with 20/20 vision on. My top pick with that major jockey change will be the 7, my Miss Lily. And I'm going to use the 6, Road to Victory, to round up my exacta there. From there, we're going to go to Churchill Downs. A couple of nice stakes tomorrow on closing day. Dilly Dilly. The name of the horse is Hey Dilly in the 7th race, trained by Kelly Rubley. When she ships her horses, they generally show up and run. 6-1 coming off of bullet work at Fair Hills. Hey Dilly is going to be a must-use in this 2-year-old filly race. But my top pick's going to be the 5-horse Restless Ruler. One at 5.5 going to Churchill Downs. I think this horse, with Ken McPeak training, I think this horse is going to come back and make a nice effort tomorrow and probably get the top prize in the debutante, another $100,000 race at Churchill Downs, which is ungraded. So the 5, Restless Ruler, and the 8, Hey Dilly, are my two picks in the 7th race at Churchill. From there, we're going to move to the, I believe it's the 10th race at Churchill. Yep, the 10th race at Churchill, the Kelly's Landing. 7 furlongs for older horses sprinting. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. 1 is the 3-horse, Mr. Crow, has some tactical speed. 2 for 2 at Churchill Downs with the win in a second. Since they took the front wraps off this horse is back to where it started. Ran his first 2 races at Belmont and Saratoga as a 3-year-old with some very high buyers, and then the front wraps went on, and so did the big numbers that the horse ran. The wraps came off the last 2, and this horse is back in business again. I think Mr. Crow's going to give a good account of himself in the Kelly's Landing tomorrow. But I'm going to go with a long shot in this race, the 9-horse CZ Rocket, trained by Al Stahl. This horse has some very nice hidden form, especially the 2 races at Churchill, both won turns, as is tomorrow's race. Won a $100,000 stake race going the flat mile at even money, and came back off a layoff to run 3rd against some pretty nice horses. That horse needed its last, and Al Stahl is a 30% trainer with 1 race off the layoff. So I'm going to take the 12-1 with CZ Rocket and use Mr. Crow and hope for the best in the Kelly's Landing tomorrow. 1 more race is the 11th race. It's the sister race for the Colts. It's the Bashford Manor for 2-year-old Colts. Doug O'Neill won the big race 2 weeks ago at Churchill. Ships in again. I'm going with Doug O'Neill again. The 11-horse Toothless Wonder is going to be my pick in the Bashford Manor tomorrow at about 6 o'clock at Churchill Downs. So some nice races at Churchill and some nice races at Belmont. But just make sure you drink plenty of fluids, because it's going to be a hot weekend.